Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. Today's podcast is related to some things we all need to survive in life. More so, these things try their best to help us in our time of need. The interesting part, though, is that a lot of us refuses to use them. I don't know, but it seems lately when I begin to think that us humans are on the right track, something comes along to question my thoughts. And as painful as that is to me, I have to understand that not everyone is as up to date on certain things as I am. Now, wait a minute. Don't get to thinking that I am saying I am smarter than anyone else. What I am saying is that in some instances, maybe I am a bit more knowledgeable when it comes to doing or knowing about certain things. The same could be said for you and things you have learned over the years. Heck, just looking around me, I actually know very little about what is going on with all this new technology today. But the thing is, I'm always willing to learn. On the technology part, though, I am fortunate to have two high-tech sons, Craig and Carl, to keep me on the straight and narrow, so to speak, which I need from time to time. I've also found that some are born with lots of knowledge, and then there are others that have to work hard to get that knowledge. For me, well, I think I do have a few good genes that carried on from my old dad, as he was a very smart man. But for most parts, I just learned as I went along. Which brings me up to the story today. I hope you enjoy Ways of Life. Years ago, air cleaners were unheard of in most homes. Today, though, things have changed. Remembering back to my younger days on the farm, every fall Laura, the lady that raised me, would head on out to her gardens. There she would put some of her nicest black garden soil in the bushels to bring it into the house. The reason behind this was that come winter, when things were frozen outside, there was no way of getting good fresh soil. And for Laura, rich soil was important, as she was forever transplanting houseplants or planting new ones that someone had given her. Today one would ask why she would go to all that bother. And in fairness to that question, I will see if I can explain it to you. To do that, I'll have to step back in time a wee bit. Come winter, most folks back when heated with wood, a lot still do today, like my lovely wife and I, but not as many as years ago. That's one thing, there was no other source of fuel other than coal or oil, and most couldn't afford them. Red's Laura's husband used to say oil and coal are for the rich. Thinking about them few words, I would have to say we have come full circle, as a good portion of one's paycheck today goes directly to the heating bill, especially up here in the north. Laura said many a time that if everyone would bring some plants into the house come winter, or summer for that matter, a lot of complaints like headaches, heart problems, stress would be instantly eliminated. She also said that plants can cut down the chance of catching a cold or flu by around 50%. Knowing that, it kind of makes you wonder why folks don't use or enjoy them more today. She also said that if everyone would bring into their home, say, 15 houseplants, each being around 12 inches tall and around 6 inches in diameter, that they would clean the air throughout the whole house, leaving the air fresh, clean, and healthy to breathe. Looking at them figures today using modern methods, I found she was right on the money. Today they say that the amount of plants that Laura suggested, if brought into an 1,800 square foot house, not only would they clean the air of all impurities, but they would clean it within 24 hours completely. I'm not sure what your thoughts are on the subject, but I think that's pretty amazing. You also have to consider that not only do plants keep the air fresh and clean, they are nice to look at too. Many a day I would come in from outdoors on a wintry day and just loved to sit by the old cook stove and take in the beauty of Laura's plants. She had all kinds. Some even bloomed throughout the winter months, which was an added luxury, I thought, as the smell of the flowers would fill the house and remind us of what lay ahead, spring. I have also found that plants have a calming effect on the body, as if they can send out messages to our mind that puts us into a relaxed state, which I would think that a lot of us could use today with all the rushing around that we humans do. I also think that if a person would take the time to look closely at what plants can do, or maybe I should say will do, I am sure there would be more brought into the home. Now, knowing what I told you so far, how do they do their work? Well, this is where things get intriguing. That's another word I love. Anyways, plants keep the air, clean the air by absorbing the bad things through their leaves. They clean it and return nothing but clean air into the room. They also remove the carbon dioxide that humans emit while breathing, and then they then return and release clean oxygen back into the rooms for us. Without oxygen, we all die, and you know, as simple as it is, I have found that many folks are getting sick today by not having enough oxygen in their blood. Being a bit more specific on the subject, the way it works through plants is that the chemical action of plants, meaning bacteria, which the plant supports, needs carbon dioxide and water to survive. Then something miraculous happens. In doing so, it turns the carbon dioxide into oxygen and then releases it as a waste product. For us humans, though, it isn't a waste product at all. It is what we need to survive. There are all kinds of plants we can use for houseplants, and yes, there are some safety precautions that should be noted, as there are a few that could make you sick of eating. Years ago, we were told at a very early age what plants were safe to eat and what plants were not, and that was that. Today, though, it seems a lot of parents aren't teaching their children these things anymore, thinking it isn't important, as most don't have any plants in their home. Now, don't get yourself in a huff with what I am about to say, as it is just my opinion. But I feel what some adults have to learn is that sometimes a person has to look beyond what they already know or think they know, taking into account of what their children might encounter down the road away, and teaching them things that you think is unimportant from time to time just might save them a lot of grief later on in life. But hey, they're your kids, not mine. Now here is something else that is very important. If you're going to put plants in your house, why not buy the proper ones? I'll share them with you. For the bedrooms, there are others, but I would suggest aloe, orchids, or any of the cactus types. Be careful of the cactus type. As good as they are, them stickers they put out can be quite painful. I know from experience. Anyways, why these plants for the bedroom and not others? Well, as it turns out, these type of plants are called succulents. And that means that they only give off oxygen throughout the night, which is what we need while sleeping. Also, a person should remember that throughout the winter months, our homes are quite dry, and there is no better way to get some added moisture into a room than adding plants. I also found that if a person did some research, they would see that plants return 97% of the water we give them back into the air. Pretty amazing, huh? It's the same as it's humans. We drink it and give it back, too, just in liquid form. It's just that ours isn't the nicest form as what nature has to offer. Maybe I'm clarifying things a bit much in certain areas these days. Anyways, I would have to say that plants have been mostly eliminated from the homes of today, and what a shame that is. I believe that if we all would take a close look at plants, more than we are doing now, learn what they have to offer, then bring them back into our homes as companions, well, I am thinking we would see most sicknesses steadily decrease as each day goes by. Today, it seems we want that magic pill that fixes all, and we look towards man-made medicines of all kinds. Now, don't take me wrong. as we have come a long way in making new medicines that has saved many lives, and I hope it continues. It's just that I feel we shouldn't forget what nature and plants has to offer, as it can be quite amazing, especially when it comes to its healing abilities. I have found that people that are able to open their mind to what nature has to offer are more at peace with themselves. I also believe that plants has more to offer us than we can ever imagine. For example, try imagining that you are talking to a plant that you love in your home or in your garden. What do you feel it would tell you if it could talk as you do? I know it sounds ridiculous, but it isn't. As in doing so, I believe what you think it is saying in return is what it wants you to hear. And in doing so, we can learn much from that plant with what it has to offer us. The more we give plants our attention, the stronger its healing energy becomes. And whether you believe it or not, it works. What have you got to lose? It might just be one of the most important things you ever tried. And if it is, well, share it with others, as I have done with you. As no one knows how long a great bit of information stays in someone's mind, it might not help out right there and then, but it will eventually. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changing, Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time, stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters." And if you enjoy my podcast, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.